This is Abe Kiyos recording for Maseches Sukkah Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. So we were in the middle of discussing a shita, a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan as to what constitutes a bundle. So again, the reason for this was in our purposes we had a din de Rabbanan. You're not allowed to use a bundle of something for schach. So the question is, one thing that's wrapped on itself, that's not a bundle. Three things that are wrapped together, that is a bundle. Two things, that was the question. So we wanted to suggest that was a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. So just to go back, there were different brises which seemed to indicate different things, and it was all based on the concept of agudas ezov. When you're sprinkling the water that's mixed with the ashes of the paraduma, so you have to have a bundle of ezov. And we were talking about how much that is. Is that three? Is that two? Is three lechatchila for the sake of the mitzvah, and then two if you have left over after you're done with the sprinkling, that's good enough. And then the last thing that we said, we're sort of in the middle of a paragraph here. The last thing that we said was that according to the Rabbanan, I'll read it last word on the line, Vahatanya. So don't we have the following brisa? Ezov shetchilas or shnayim v'shiryo echad. If an ezov starts with two and ends up when you're done sprinkling with only one, kosher. It's kosher. Ve'ino pasal ad shetchilaso v'shiryo echad. So it says that it's only pasul if it starts with one and it ends up with one. So the Gemara says, shirio echad pasul, what are you talking about? If shirio echad pasul, if you only remain with one, why is that pasul? Ha'amrit shirio echad kosher. Right, so we just said that if you start with two and you end up with one, that's okay, that's good. So there's nothing wrong with it, ending up with one. So they're now going over to Amid Beis. Ela, ima, rather we must say, achete tchilaso kishirio. If it starts and ends in the same way, meaning with one only, echad, then that is going to be a problem. Okay, so at this point, we're suggesting that Rabbi Yossi is the one who holds that three is ma'akev and two is bidyeved acceptable. And the Rabbanan are the ones who say that two is good enough. Three is better. It's more of a bundle, but two counts as a bundle as well. So according to Rabbi Yossi, only three counts as a bundle. According to the Rabbanan, two counts as a bundle as well. Fine. Now we have the following statement from Maremar. Doresh Maremar. Maremar said the following halacha. Hani is suraisa de sura. So in sura, they used to bundle together certain products of vegetables and things that they were going to sell in the market. So he says, mesachkin behu. You can actually use them as chach the way they are tied up. Afagav de agdan, because even though they're tied up, leminyana ba'alma hu de agdan. They're only tied up for the sake of selling them by a particular number. So, for example, you can see this in the supermarket sometimes. You go there, they tie together the carrots. Trust me, if you tried to hold the carrots by the bundle, the thing they tied them up with, it would fall apart in 2 seconds. That's not called a bundle because they just want to sell you a certain number of carrots together. That's why they're tied together. But that's not a real legitimate bundle. Fine. Similarly, Amar of Abba, Hani Tsrife de Urbane. So what they would do, these hunters, they would build a tsrif. A tsrif is like a little teepee or a little tent. So they would take these long reeds or whatever they were, and they would tie them together at the very top, and on the bottom they would spread them out so it formed a little teepee that they could get in, get some shade so that they could be protected from them. So Kevan de Hutra, Roshe, Madanam, Shelahem, Kisherim. So you just have to untie the top, which is the main thing holding them together, and then it's kosher to use as schach, even though on the wide part on the bottom they're still tied up too. It says vaha agidi mitatoi, aren't they still tied up at the bottom? So amrav papa deshari luhu. Now it's talking about you untied the bottom first and then you untie the top and you can use it as schach. That's one possibility. Rav Huna Breder Yeshua says no, afila tema de lo shari lake luhu, right? He says you didn't really untie the bottom. You untied the top, and that's all you need to do, and they're still tied together a little bit on the bottom. Why is that okay? Kol eged sheino asui letaltalo lo shmei eged, because the bundle, the tying on the bottom is so weak, you can't carry it from that bundle, and any time something's tied together and it's not good enough that you can carry it with that lo shmei eged, that's not called a bundle. That's called just, you know, like we said before, it's tied together officially, but in reality it counts for nothing. So that is the second answer. Amar of Abba, Amar Shmuel, Rav Abba says the name of Shmuel, Yirako Shamru Chachamim Adam Yotzei Be'Dehen Yidei Chovas BePesach. So now we're just getting back a little bit because we mentioned on the previous page that you're allowed to use Marisa Da'agma, you're allowed to use Maror that's found in the swamps for the sake of the mitzvah of Maror on the Seder night. So now we're talking a little bit more about the issue of the types of vegetables you can use for mar. So again, just to go back, and also because it's relevant to Schach in terms of what is makabel tumah and what's not makabel tumah. So he said, those yirakos, those vegetables that the Chachamim said you could be yotzei, your chi of mar on Pesach, so mevien es atumah, they're considered food. So they can become tameh. Ve'in chotzitzin mipnei atumah. And if they are able to become tameh, let's say you have them blocking as a partition between you and the tameh and some tumah, they don't create a proper chatzit, so they don't create a proper partition because they are able to become tameh themselves, and the tumah just goes right through them. Uposlin besukah mishum avir, and they also pasul a sukkah, meaning if you use them as schach, they pasul the sukkah because of the airspace. So he says, what do you mean the airspace? You put them as schach, there's no airspace there. So my time, what is the reason? What are we trying to say here? Kevan delechi yavshe parchi v'nafle, because they're going to dry up very quickly, and then they're going to fall in, and they're going to, meaning when you have leaves that dry out, they fall apart very, very quickly and easily. So these things are going to get dried out, and then they're going to fall in. So they're going to be left with just airspace. Kemandales nuhudamis, even when they're still there, they're considered like they're not there because they're going to fall in 2 seconds. Rabbi Abba, Rav Huna. Rav Abba says the name Rav Huna. Habotzer legat. If someone is harvesting grapes for the sake of making them into wine, God is the wine press. Ein lo yados. So now this is halacha in Tumah and Tahara. So the halacha is that let's say the stems on the grapes, you use them to hold the grapes by the stems. So therefore, if the stems will become tameh, they're considered attached to the grapes because the grapes you need them to help hold the grapes. And therefore, if the stems become tameh, they make the grapes tameh as well. However, over here, you're harvesting them not because you want to carry the grapes around. So the stems are useless. As we'll see, they're actually negative in some ways. We'll see this in a second. So therefore, if the stems are tameh, they're not considered a yad. It's not considered part of the grapes for the sake of making the grapes tameh as well. Rav Menashe Bar Gada Amar Rav Huna, similarly, Rav Menashe Bar Gada says the name Rav Huna, Hakotzer L'Schach, let's say you're cutting down plants to use them as schach, similarly, Ein Lo Yados, the Yad, if there's Tumah that's on the handle or the stem of that particular thing that you're harvesting, so that doesn't make the rest of it tameh as well. So now the Gemara is going to explain the 2 different cases. Mandam or kotzer, according to the opinion that says if you're cutting something down to make it into schach, then the handle doesn't make the rest of it tameh. Kol shekin botzer, right? So certainly the guy who's cutting down grapes, so the stems are not going to make the grapes tameh. Why not? Delo nichale, delo nimtzie lechamre. Because he wants the stems gone because they're going to absorb a small percentage of the wine. So they're only serving to the negative. He doesn't want them mixed together with the grapes at all. And therefore, they shouldn't be there. So the halacha in Tumah and Tahara in this case is that if you don't want them and you have no use for them, they're not considered attached to the fruit that you're trying to use. And therefore, if they're tameh, they don't make the fruit tameh. But mandam are botzer, so the one who says that the stems don't count as part of the grapes for the sake of tumah tahara, shein lo yados, that's not considered a yad aval kotzer. But when you're cutting down these plants to make them into schach, so maybe then yesh lo yados, you could argue that the yad is considered part of the schach, and therefore if the yad is tameh, it'll make the rest of it tameh as well. Why? The nichale delisachech behu. Because maybe he wants them for the sake of using them for schach, so the things don't separate too quickly. So they you have these handles that are the hard part that were more attached to the ground. They're going to keep the schach together. Fine. Neima de Rav Menashe Bar Gada Tanoihi. Maybe this statement is machlokes tanoim. The Tanya, as we learned in a braisa, suche te'enim. If you have branches from a fig tree, uvahem te'enim. And there's some figs left on the branches. Parchilin, if you have these vines, uvahen anavim, kashin, Uvahenanavim, and there's some grapes left over on the vines. Meaning you're trying to use the branches of these trees, but there's still some fruits left over on them. Kushin uvahen shibal. Right? If you have the stalks and there's still some wheat or some grain left in there. Mechabdos, if you have these branches of a date palm, ubahen tamarim, and there's still some dates in there. Kulan, in all these cases, impsoles meruba ala ochlim, kishera. The imlav psula. In all of these cases, if there's more psoles, meaning if there's more of the branch or of the leftover parts that we don't usually use, we need them for schach, but we don't usually use them for other things. Usually during the rest of the year, when it's not sukkahs, we care much more about the fruits that are on the branches than the branches. So in this case, if the majority is the branches or the vines, then it's kosher to use for schach. And if the majority is the fruits, then it's pasul to use for schach. Because you can't be using fruits as schach, because these are double makabel tuma, and you can't use a double makabel tuma for schach. Achirim omer, but other people say, ad shiyehu kashin merubin al hayados ve'al ha'ochlin. So the amount that the branches or the vines has to be the majority, it's not just over the fruits themselves, but it has to be the yad, those stems that lead to the fruits, and the fruits themselves. So you use, in terms of determining which one's the majority, you use the volume of not just the fruits themselves, but the stems that go with the fruits. So my la baha kamiflagi. So is this not the following machlokis that they're having over here that we just had also in our amongst the Amorim? Demar savar yesh lehem yados, umar savar ein lehem yados. So one opinion in Tanoim is that you don't count the yad as part of the fruits for the sake of schach. So if you're taking off the fruits from the branch, so the fruits are not being, meaning the yad is not doing anything for the fruits, so therefore we don't want them to be used for schach. So in this case, we would say that kotzer l'schach ein lo yados. The other opinion says you do count the yad as part of the schach, and therefore it is a problem. So isn't that the machlokes amorim that we had? We said that a kotzer l'schach, one opinion said, we count the yad as part of the fruit for the sake of tuma, and therefore maybe it's makabel tuma. And the other mandamar said we don't count the yad as part of the fruit for the sake of it being makabel tuma. So Gemara now says, "Rila Rabbi Abba vade tanoihi." So Rabbi Abba was the one who said habotzer legat, that when you're cutting off grapes off the vines, the stems don't count as part of the fruits for the sake of tuma. So he holds, yeah, but when it comes to schach, the yad would count as part of the schach. So he holds like the Tanoim, who say that when you're cutting something down for the schach, the yad counts as part of the fruit, and therefore it's makabel tuma. So according to him, it is a machlokes Tanoim. However, the Rav Menashe Bar Gada, but Rav Menashe Bar Gada, who said akotzer l'schach ein lo yados, he said that the yad doesn't count as part of the fruit for the sake of tuma when you're using it for schach either. So he says mi lema tanoihi. Does he really think it's a machlokes tanoim? Meaning maybe he holds all the tanoim agree with him that the yad doesn't count as part of the fruit. So Amar Lacha, Rav Menashe could answer you, dekulei alma sabri akotzer l'schach ein lo yados. Really, both opinions in Tanoim hold that the yad doesn't count as part of the fruits when it comes to schach. V'hacha b'mayaskinan, and what's the case over here where it says that the yad, you need the yad as considered to be part of the fruit in order to be, whether it's considered that's makabel tumah or not? Kegon shekotzetzan la'achila. You cut them down planning to eat the fruits. And then you're like, hey, Sukkos is coming. Maybe I'll just use the rest of it for schach. So now we're saying, wait a second. You cut down all these branches because you want to eat the fruits that are on the branches. So why do the Rabbanan argue and say that the yad doesn't count as part of the fruit? You need the yad, meaning when you're picking the fruits to eat the fruits, the yad is great. It helps you hold the fruit. That's why it's called the yad. So what are you going to say? Okay, because he changed his mind and now he wants to use them as chach, so his original intention to use the yad to eat the fruit, that doesn't count anymore. So he says, really? Me butla le machshavas ba'achi? Is this really good enough to cancel your machshava? Meaning you cut it down, counting on the yad being part of the fruit. Now you don't want to use the fruits anymore, you want to use them for schach. So can you really undo your original intention and now the yad doesn't count as part of the fruit? It can't be makabel tuma. Okay, so now we're going to quote a Mishnah that proves that you can't change your machshava, but we'll save that for next time.